Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You look cheery and bright this morning, so...
What day is it?
Thank God it's Wednesday.
You gotta give people something to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited
about this show.
Oh, what's to get excited about?
What's to get excited about?
That's the show.
It's definitely something.
Oh, my God, it's my favorite show. It's my favorite show ever.
You gotta hear this, so...
But when the alarm went off this morning, I wasn't ready for that.
That was really good. You guys set the bar high.
It's showtime.
Yeah, we set the bar really, really high.
Yes, we sure do.
And you know what? Believe it or not, we are here with you, for you, and we're going to continue this party as long as we can. The Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, along with our executive producer, Morty.
It's a very small party. Trust me, people. People are like, why are you in the building? I said, we are the three in the building.
Yes.
There's a it's some on-air staff, and that's it. That
minimal.
Is it.
Yes, minimal.
Six total.
Yes, that's right.
If you count.
I got news. I don't even think our engineers are here. Are they here? Even if they're here, I don't think they're here. I'm pretty sure.
Not yet. What show is this, Morty? 1848?
Correct.
1,848 shows and going strong.
Yeah.
As long as we can.
Sure. And I get it, people. It's been the longest week of our lives as well. And it's only Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It's only Wednesday. Buck up.
Everybody gets
Lord,
So the governor made the big statement last night. John Schaefer will be in a little bit later on. Next half hour, get us caught up on that.
Yeah.
Anything else, if you're up this way, you doing your Facebook Live this morning, had a whole bunch of new people.
Yeah, everybody.
Because they're not going anywhere.
No, they're not going anywhere, and it's very sad that I'm their only alternative. It really is. Wow. I got people tuning in from the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
No joking, it's bad there right now, too. And so, listen, if I can, if you can tune into us, too... Please do. For a few hours, let us just lighten the load.
And like we've said from the beginning, we're going to be here with you as long as we can.
Yes.
So, sunshine, then some clouds, chance of rain today. Why would you even want to go out? You can't. You don't want to. 58 the high today, 62 the high tomorrow, 48 now. And Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Well, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are splitting up.
They're divorcing.
It's official. They're divorcing.
Oh,
I'll tell you a few details.
If handling this coronavirus some other stories after Loggins Footloose.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Kevin Durant and three unidentified teammates on the Brooklyn Nets have tested positive for coronavirus. So did actress Rachel Matthews. She is in Frozen 2. You know her from a few things. So a lot of celebrities out there. And people are asking, well, why are celebrities getting it? Well, a lot of celebrities travel a lot to locations to shoot movies. And, of course, basketball players playing in very close quarters, they fly a ton. So some of those things are kind of inevitable, unfortunately. Dr. Phil had some tips for surviving quarantine with your partner. Those included being honest about what annoys you, not fighting in front of the children, having a safe word, which I do. Oh, to end arguments. I'm sorry. That's to end arguments.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I didn't know that that's... Well, yeah, Dr. Phil. Hello. Quinoa.
Just got a little confused.
That's right. Yes. So, be careful. You're all spending a lot of time together, over the next few weeks you will be. So take a breath. Do a little meditation, too. Get there's some cool apps out there.
Hold on for a second. Hold on.
Right?
Let's do a little now.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, is that Jeff Bridges? Is that Jeff Bridges? Wasn't that his album?
I think so. Yeah. I think okay, does that make you feel better?
I like that. Yes, it does.
It actually really does.
That's cool.
Okay, that's going to be your entertainment.
Until the monks come in and start chanting.
Yes, we need to play that every hour. I'm feeling all tingly all over. Oh, yeah. I swear that's Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, we should just do this every day.
I know.
Once an hour.
Once an hour, yeah.
And how many people are listening going, I would if you guys would shut up.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
And if you turn the bass up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, and sit on the speaker.
Well, quinoa.
Come on, people, you have to laugh.
You do have to laugh.
You have to laugh.
Oh, here's your good news, bad news. Tom Brady. Bye-bye, Patriots.
Oh,
he is gone.
Stop
bye-bye.
It.
Yep. He thanked the team, his fans, according to reports. He is going to Tampa Bay. $30 million a year. I'm sure a lot of people who are out of work are happy about that. Coach Belichick going to have to find somebody else to teach those nuances of cheating, too. All you have to do is just let a little bit out of it.
Isn't it funny?
Air.
He's going to the land of crafts massage.
Yes, I know. Robert Kraft. Yes, well, you know
he's
what?
He's got a boat
down
there.
He owes him that, right? Owes him that. And some sad news. Lyle Wagner from the Carol Burnett Show has passed away.
What?
That handsome devil, Lyle Wagner, 84 years old.
All the women just loved him.
Oh, God, he was so good looking.
And a lot of people go, how does a guy like that?
I know.
Why is he doing the Carol Burnett Show?
I know it. He was an actor as well, but he was great on that show.
Oh,
that role
awesome.
That he had, man.
Yeah.
That is my take for now, sponsored by Arizona Charlie's.
As you get up this morning, starting off your Wednesday morning, Carla, yesterday you talked about this, and we had mentioned we thought this was a pretty good idea. A lot of artists are doing performances online because all these shows are getting canceled.
Right.
So they thought, well, we'll do it online, and that way people can check it out on YouTube, whatever the case may be.
Yep.
Well, here's an artist that wrote a song allegedly to get us through these troubled times.
Right.
And he thinks the song is called Let Your Love Be Known. I want to play this. I don't know if you know who this is, but try and figure it out.
And I can't reach, but I can rain. You can't touch, but you can see across rooftops.
Oh, now I know who it is.
Right there.
Down the phone.
Write your answer down.
Okay.
Who you think it is? Morty, do the same. Don't use the toilet paper. Oh, you're right, Carla.
Okay.
Carla, you're right. Hold on for a second. Let me give you a...
There was a note there. There was the way he's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have?
Oh, look at you.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're both right.
Okay.
That's why I gave you a
dig. You want to let somebody guess?
Yeah, 702-739-9636. How many other people can guess who this mystery artist is?
And I can reach, but I can rain. You can touch, but you can.
He just went on the internet, started performing.
Yeah.
Doesn't even know if he has a title for the song, but he's calling it Let Your Love Be Known.
It was that one part right there that got you.
And then it's coming up again.
Down the phone.
Right there.
All right. 702-739-9636. Good luck. You could be a part of history and win a pair of tickets to experience the first major concert happening over at Allegiant Stadium in August. Get more info now and all the details on how to win tickets at 96.3kklz.com.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3kklz.
Okay, having a little fun this morning. We were talking about these artists that have really taken to YouTube and online just doing performances.
Cool.
Since so many concerts are being canceled, and here's one artist that figured, you know, he'll do a song and he'll say, this is going to get us through our troubled times. And
I can reach, but I can rain. You can touch, but you can see.
So we're just asking if you can identify who that is. Now, Carly, you got it right. Morty, you got it right. Mm-hmm. John, write down your answer and tell us if you think you...
John, see if you could... Play that again, Mike. There's one part in there that I think gives it away.
And promise me you won't stop.
is, write it down. Whether you think you know or not, just write who you think it is. Everybody dialing up 702-739-9636. Hold on for a second. I can't read.
No, it is not.
I'm better at guessing Kazuki Oki.
I know, no, but that's a really good guess, actually. Did you see that, Morty?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Let me see your piece of paper. No.
Okay.
All right, Mike and Carla, who do you think it is?
Ryan Reynolds?
No, it is not.
Wow.
It's like our own version of the Mask. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Yeah, my name's John, man. That sounds like Mark Wahlberg in his Dirk Diggler voice to me.
Although you're right about that, it is not Marky Mark.
Kobe, who do you think it is?
Hey, I think, is it Bono?
You got it.
You got it.
Yeah. Only a few people got that.
I know. Kobe, how old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm 18 years old.
You're good, man. Are you a YouTube fan?
Yeah, heck yeah. I grew up watching YouTube.
That's awesome. YouTube or
YouTube? Yeah.
No, YouTube. Yeah, okay. My dad's
a huge fan. Kobe, you're awesome, man. Thanks for listening.
Of course.
And by the way, tell your friends, stay inside. Don't go out.
Yeah, listen to us.
Yeah, I will, dude. This whole thing is crazy.
It is crazy, man.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Yes.
Thank you, too.
Be a part of history. Allegiant Stadium opening up. You have a chance to score tickets for Garth Brooks. Details on that in just a couple of minutes. Yep, we're here. We're here for you. We're here with you. We're going to keep it going.
And you're there for us, by the way. You're there for us. So stay there. Please, please, please.
Any call you want to make, 702-739-9636. Yeah. We're here. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota.
Tina actually texted and said, are you guys going to be allowed to stay on the air? Because I think radio is essential. You're going to be there, right? I said, we're going to definitely try to stay on the air. And we
as
are
long as we can.
Stay on the air. Absolutely. She said, we need every bit of positivity we can get. So I don't know why you're listening to us for that, Tina, but yes, we are. We're here, honey.
This is about as much of a party as you can experience right now.
It is 5 feet apart. Okay. So, yes.
Yeah, just stay over there. Tony's on the phone. What's up, Tony?
Hey, I'm just on my way into the fire station this morning, letting you two know you two are essential. You are essential personnel that the governor needs you to stay on the air. None of this canned, recorded stuff. You guys stay there alive and keeping us up.
Tony, you're a doll. You know what? You're way more essential than we are, but thank you.
And what station are you heading into?
Station 44, home of the technical rescue team.
I love
it. Oh, wow.
Las Vegas Fire and Rescue. You know, the guys with the red fire engine.
Oh.
Exactly.
Those are the ones the kids love. It's red.
It's a real fire truck. That's right. None of that yellow stuff. What is that, Tony?
Thank you so much for listening, for the call. And you guys be careful out there, okay?
Well, you guys, especially you, Mr. O'Brien, I'm born and raised here, and I've been listening to you for as long as you've been on the air. So
you've
got nowhere else to go but here.
Well, thank you. That really means a lot, Tony. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care.
And on the flip side, I don't think anybody would take me in after this.
Well, that's true. You okay? That was a really nice call.
It was a very nice call.
I know.
And to Tony and all the other firefighters and the men in blue and everybody else, just be careful. Stay safe and healthy. Sunshine, clouds, chance of showers. 58 the high today, 62 tomorrow. It's about 48 outside right now. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's just bad everywhere. ISIS has even instructed its members not to travel to Europe for jihad. I'm not making this up.
I don't mean to laugh.
It's true, though.
That's how bad it is.
That was the mandate sent down from the governor at ISIS, I guess.
That's the memo they got?
That's it. And I'm not messing around. You guys, don't be flying.
So they're all in their caves or wherever they live.
So they're staying ISIS.
Hey, did you see this?
Yeah. We just got a memo, you guys.
Oh, crap. We're not going.
Yeah.
All right.
Do we have rocks? No, don't toilet paper. We got rocks?
Stand down.
We're good. Yes, they have to stay isolated. Get out of here! Stop it! Don't! Oh, sadly, I'm essential.
Just part of the porch comedy tour.
Oh, man. Yes, exactly.
That Carla's going to be doing.
Oh, don't. I'm thinking about it. I'm kind of mapping that out. I got a lot of new material that I can't get out there. So I'm thinking I'm going to do some YouTube stuff. A lot of people say, of course, this is our generation's greatest test. So, because up until now, it was the gold or blue or black dress thing. Remember that?
Yeah.
But this is even bigger than that, people. It's not a joke. The SATs have been canceled as well. SAT testing.
You know how many kids are going, thank God.
Oh, exactly. But parents don't know, who to pay to pass. Can we get our money back? We can get our money back, right?
Okay. I was talking to Jody yesterday, and I said, the only thing I remember even close to this, and it's not, is the gas shortage back in the early 70s where nobody was on the streets because you didn't want to waste your gas.
Right.
And the lines to fill up, even odd days and stuff like
That's right.
And you really had to be careful where you went and how you traveled.
Right. Yeah, you're right about that, Mike. We're here. We're hopefully we're going to be here and we're all going to get through this. And in a few months, we're all going to say, whew. Glad that's somewhat over, or at least that's slowed down.
Okay.
So, but we are here. You know what? It's all brought to you by Sam and Ash. What's right?
You know, Carla, I wanted to bring up, because a lot of parents are talking, and now that they're home with their kids, how to keep them busy. But the other thing is, what are you telling your kids?
Yeah, how are you explaining this?
That you have to stay home, you can't play with others, and we're just going to have to stay in the house. Our grandson, Ethan, we FaceTime him quite a bit. And I'll be honest, he's a little nervous and doesn't want to hear the scary facts of all this.
Right.
So we just try and keep them entertained. But as parents, mom and dad, you're listening this morning. You have the kids at home. In fact, everybody's probably at home.
Right.
How are you explaining this to all your kids?
Right. I heard one of my friends tell, and it's her little five-year-old, that just in kindergarten, but that, when you got, because she's been sick, she'll be sick. And she's like, when you get sick, and then your dad gets sick, and then I get sick. And we just keep getting sick, and then we think we're better, and then we're not better.
Right.
And she kind of explained it that way. She said, I kind of understand. Or, when kids don't come to school when they're sick, so they don't want to get other people sick.
Yeah.
She kind of explained that, and she kind of understood that, of course.
And one step further, what are your kids asking you about what's going on?
Yeah. Man, I hope. The younger ones, I think, are really resilient, and they, whatever.
Yeah.
But as they get older and can understand things a little better... Yeah, what are you talking? What are you telling them?
702-739-9636, KKLZ Talk and Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. For those parents getting through this and maybe have a sensible answer to all these questions we're throwing out, maybe can help other parents.
Rise and shine.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we just wanted to know, as parents, mom and dad, if you're listening this morning, what are you telling your kids who are home from school? You're probably home from work. And everybody's in one dwelling. And how are you explaining all this to your kids?
Right.
On top of just keeping them busy. Now, Jody and I, we're big game people.
Mm-hmm.
We love games.
Right.
Liar's Dice, Phase 10, Quarters.
Right. Are those as fun just with the two of you?
Actually, it is. Cribbage. Okay. We'll play cribbage.
Oh, well, yeah, cribbage. Right. Okay.
Gin.
Yeah. Card games are fun with just two people. Some games are more fun with more people, that's for sure. Yeah.
But that's all it's going to be for a while.
Solitaire.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's a funny thing. Somebody else wrote in and actually said, Carla, I am kind of trying to explain it to my 6 and 8-year-old like you did when you talk about somebody being sick and you can pass it around. So we have to be careful not to do that because their world is so small that they kind of understand that, the vastness of this is a little tough to explain. Now I'm getting some other people who are just mad, and we're all mad. People, we're all mad. Mm-hmm. Why are we working, and why are you guys working? And just so you know, because I'm getting a lot of people asking that, why are you guys working? They like it, but it's like we are media. And we have very, very few on-air people working, just so you know that. And we're supposed to be here to be able to get information out to you.
Yeah.
And then hopefully in that process also we're able to keep you entertained. a little bit, you know, as well. But, you know, I don't know how informative we are. That's why John's here. But you know.
Hey, listen, I told my wife, Jody, yesterday, because as we talk about what's going on.
Yeah.
And she gets it.
Mm-hmm.
I love her and I, she and I, we have a great time at home by ourselves.
Yeah.
We love each other. We have a good, we're best friends and everything else.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
Day one. Day one. That's so cute. We get everything. We get along.
But day 27. Where's number five?
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Jeez. Yeah, if you're stuck at home with somebody, you better love them and get along with them. But I also told her, I said, I love coming in, still being able to come in because this is a little relief for me.
Uh-huh, sure.
As well as everybody else.
Of course it is. And you, the listener, you are helping us tremendously.
Right. Thank you for the calls.
Yes. Now, Janet did say, I have teenagers, and she said, never if I said, shut up. More than I have in the last few days. So, okay then. I know. See, teens, because I mean, I know when I was a teenager, I knew everything.
Right.
So, and I can't imagine that's changed over time.
Not very much. All right. So if you want to dial in, we're here, 702-739-9636. What is going on in your house? How are you handling things?
Yes.
And what are you doing?
Know people that live by themselves that have been furloughed? Call them, because they're going to get very lonely and depressed.
And mm-hmm. one other thing, John. Yes, you said that. I was in line with a woman the other day who's elderly, but she said, you know, my activity is going, you know, to the casinos, things like that. She said, I'm staying away. But she said, I get really lonely. Yeah. And you're right, John. So what are you doing? And if you can, and if you know somebody, and you are well,
mm-hmm.
you are well, and they are well, you know, try to go visit them if you can. I mean, it's important because isolation and sadness and depression can do more harm sometimes than a virus.
Call your neighbors and stand in the street far apart and yell at each other.
Yes, that's right. That's what we've been doing.
Or yell at them.
Good.
That was my idea last night. We should have a block party. Everybody just stays.
Everybody stays over
on their
side,
their driveway.
Yeah, and they make their
just
own
wave.
Food as well, and drink your own drinks.
That's it.
My booze over here. My booze, my filet.
Loretta's on the phone. Loretta, what's up?
I just want listeners to know I work at a call center, and it's for online ordering.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want them to know to be a little courteous during this. You know, the stores are out of toilet paper, paper towels.
Oh,
so is online.
And
you know, they're calling, wondering where their order is. It's a crisis. There's a delay, you know? It's going to take a little while for it to get there. And some orders, by the time when you place the order, it was there. Now the inventory is gone and your order got canceled. I'm sorry. You have to replace your order again. This is what we deal with all day.
Thank you. You know what? We are going to put this out there. We appreciate you so much. I think everybody thinks they can just turn to online now and they're going to get it. But if it's not there to be gotten, you're not getting it.
Exactly. It really doesn't matter how much you yell, scream, or whatever. They don't have it. That's just the way it is. Loretta, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
You know what? We're just... thank you, everybody. You know, you're kind of keeping us going, too, just so you know that. We're getting some really nice messages from people. And hang on, I'm trying to get to a couple things here. Russ actually wrote in and said, thank you. You're the type of first responders that we need. We are so not that at all. But he said, when we need some normalcy, it's really nice to have you guys out there. So it's some people do have to go to work.
Yeah.
You know, and we understand that.
Mm-hmm.
We do understand that, absolutely. But, you know, thanks for letting us be there. And everybody who has thanked us, we thank you. Anna said, thank you for keeping some normalcy in our lives. I love that I wake up every morning listening to your show. Simply the best. Thanks, you guys. We're here.
Yep.
So
we're
going to
keep the party going
as long as
we can. Sunshine, then clouds. Chance of rain later today. High of 58. 62 the high tomorrow with partly cloudy skies. 51 outside. Mike and Carla.
Hey, have you guys heard reports of Southern Utah, Jordan, and Salt Lake?
Yes, an earthquake.
And we should have more info on it. It was apparently just outside of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, Jordan, I guess.
Yeah.
I got family up there. I work for Yesco Sign Company, and we're talking with our subs up there, and I guess there's some damage, and there's some good-sized aftershocks. So.
Yeah, I I had some people actually just, you know, text me and say, did we have an earthquake? Because apparently it was felt here.
Yeah, I guess so, quite a bit of power down, and Salt Lake Airport's got major water damage. Oh, okay. I got pictures.
That's what we need, right?
With everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
Is the ground moving? I'm sorry, is the ground moving?
No, don't even start with me, Mother Nature. Don't. Not today.
Yeah.
God.
All right, well, we wish your family and friends up there my best.
That. Thank you, guys. Hey, keep up the good work. Keep everybody happy. Kind of off the panic button, please.
No, and thank you for being out there. We appreciate you guys very much.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Jared Leto, he found out about the coronavirus. He had no idea this was going on. He found out on Monday because he'd been meditating in the desert for 12 days. Yeah.
We forgot to do this last hour.
I know. I love this. Oh.
So he didn't even know what was going on?
No.
Because he's meditating.
12 days of this in the desert, Mike. Oh. He walked out yesterday into a very different world, he said. One that's been changed forever. Mind-blowing, to say the least. You think, Jared? Here's the deal. And I have no idea. I don't begrudge anyone the work they've done. But, man, some people lead different lives, don't they? Man alive, it's like you... Nothing? I mean, I know you were meditating. You didn't bring your phone into the tent with you. I got that. But
he's a strange dude.
He is a strange dude. I love him, too. But
What do you think?
I'm
meditating.
Yeah, do you have corona what? No.
That was John's guess, by the way.
Yeah, that was John's guess on who that was earlier.
Oh, earlier this morning.
We'll play that again later, yeah.
And that's when I looked at it, I was like,
we'll play that later. Yeah, hang on to that, Mike. Hang on to that. A website put together a March Madness-style bracket to determine the worst movie ever made. Now, they didn't go all the way and start with, 64? They just did, 16.
Oh, okay.
Eight classics, eight modern movies. So the eight classics, I haven't seen a lot. Plan 9 from Outer Space, Jaws, The Revenge, Ballistic, Eck versus Sever, Batman and Robin. Oh, come on. Troll 2, Reefer Madness, Wild Wild West, Battlefield Earth. Now the eight modern bad movies, The Room. Wow. Sharknado. Birdemic. I didn't know Birdemic was a movie. Birdemic, like epidemic. Birdemic. Yeah. Catwoman, Cats, Jack and Jill, The Happening, Transformers, Age of Extinction. Those are worst movie brackets right there.
Wow.
So, yeah, you're going to get the best from the classics and the best from the,
Don't mention of Cherry 2000.
No, and I didn't see Showgirls in there either. So it must have been better than we thought, Mike. Wow.
Better watch it again.
Yes, I know.
Get
see what
the entertainment
I
value out of that. So.
And Kevin Smith says that Daredevil will be in the next Spider-Man movie, and it will be Charlie Cox, the guy who played him in the Netflix series. That's interesting.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool. And Nightline and Jimmy Kimmel switching time slots, which I don't know why it took this long to do, actually. That's a good thing. That is a good thing. That is my take for now, sponsored by Arizona Charlie's.
After that report, I just think people need to breathe deep and stuff like that.
Everybody just... Deep breath in. Let it out. There you go. Deep breath in. Let it out.
This is amazing.
It really is. Oh, the vibration. Listen to this all day.
We would be awful meditators.
We really would.
In a group setting.
I'd fall asleep.
That's why I couldn't do hot yoga. Yeah,
that's the reason?
I kept talking and I kept cracking the door open too. Seriously.
It's so hot in here.
This is ridiculous.
All right, that's enough.
Yay!
Finally. Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay,
are we really going to do this?
All this week, we've been giving you a chance to win these tickets for Morrissey. Now, if the concert happens, it's going to be in July, the last week of June and the first week of July. If it happens, it's going to happen over at the Coliseum over at Caesar's Palace.
This music seemed appropriate.
Yeah. Perfect.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. You know what? Hold on for a second. Dave's okay. on the phone. Dave, should we do Kazookie Wednesday?
No, go ahead.
Perfect.
Well, okay.
He speaks for the masses,
yes,
Carla.
Exactly.
What else is on your mind, David?
Well, you're talking about, you know, living, being close together and, you know, having to be, like, cooped up or whatever.
Yeah,
well, me and my wife lived in a semi-truck for 5 years.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Wow. And, you know, being that close to each other for 5 years, you kind of learn things about your spouse you did not learn.
Or maybe you should have known.
Yeah. Were you both drivers?
No, she didn't drive. But, you know, I had lost my job and had to go over the road. But she just kind of got in the truck with me and...
Never left.
Stay there.
Oh man, are you still here, honey? Okay.
Yeah. Well, sad to say she's not with me anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, but
did you leave her in Barstow, or are you joking with me?
No.
Okay.
Carla, she passed away.
I know. I thought he was going to do some joke, you know.
She's in the big cab in the sky.
Please forgive me. I'm so trying to. Keep
there
it together.
Was a few times I wanted to leave her in Oklahoma with her brother.
See? Oh, man.
So, I mean, we had our problems, but we had a lot of fun seeing everything, and she got to see the country where, you know, normally she wouldn't have been able to, and you know, and then when we, you know, I got a local job, she looked at me and she goes, I miss being over the road. You know?
Ah, see?
Oh,
man.
But, yeah, but, you know, it's like I said, you know, you're living together, like, you know, in those tight quarters, you kind of learn things you just shouldn't know.
In the end, after all that, that's the thing of the story.
You are amazing. Yeah.
David,
thank you for the call.
Did you leave for him?
I know.
Barstow?
Well, I didn't know what he was. I thought he was joking when he said that. David,
dead.
Thank you for putting up with us. She's not with us anymore.
No.
Okay, I thought maybe he was going to do a truck driver joke.
Or
and
something.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Right, I didn't
well,
know.
All right,
would
so
you
he's
leave her
fine.
In the cab,
he's
mister?
Fine.
Jeez. All right.
She's at the big
right.
in the big... At yes. the big truck stop in the sky.
Yeah. Listen, we didn't have we usually rehearse. And
it's well produced.
And it's well produced. Well, not today. Guess
no.
what? It's going to be live today.
We're going to do it twice. We're going to do it twice. Okay?
And since the kids are home,
yeah.
we thought we'll do a kids song. And you just tell us what
this
is. And
put them on the phone. If they get the answer right, the mom and dad gets the tickets. Okay.
All right. Who's starting? You're
I'll
starting.
Mike, we're,
then
doing
me,
it,
then, okay.
we're doing it twice. All right.
Okay. All right. Let me take this down. All right.
Here one, two, three. I'm sorry I got lost, but that's the basic song. That's the basic song. Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, did you guys get that song?
You know.
Oh, man.
So 702-739-9636. Poor John, who's our news guy and a big part of this show. You can cut. I think you can cut.
I was so close to doing the wrong song, too. I don't know why.
Oh, you kids. Wow. Okay.
There's
like,
morning.
Are we?
That's exactly what it was.
Oh, but
we'll get through news and weather.
Oh, man.
If you're confused at this point, it was the first song we did.
Yeah, it was that one.
You can tell us the title of that song after we get through news and weather.
If you can't guess it, we'll tell you what it was.
Ninth caller. 702-739-9636. All right, so good luck. Anthony on the phone, and we're going to save everybody and not replay the Kazookie. But can you tell us what song that was, the title?
Well, I don't believe I'm saying this, but is it Row, Row, Row Your Boat?
Yes,
Anthony. Good job. Oh my God.
Round, by the way.
Yeah, we just couldn't do a round like little kids can do.
At camp.
Oh, you guys are crazy.
Jeez.
It was a lot of fun. Can't wait to post the video.
Oh, Lord.
All right, you got the tickets. If it happens, you're going to see Morrissey, Coliseum, Caesar's Palace.
Awesome. Thank
by
you
the
so
way,
much.
The tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thank you so much for sticking with us and listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, the average person spends only about 20 minutes taking and editing selfies, Carla, before they have one that's good enough to post. And one in eight people will never post a candid picture on social media. They'll only post one that's staged. And we know a few of those people, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Boy, do we ever. Yeah. Yeah. And only your best friends will, you know what? They'll touch up themselves, by the way, in a picture that they post of the both of you. But anyhow, go on, Mike. Yes, okay. We know the selfie. We know the Kardashians. The one Kardashian.
I always look behind the person taking the selfie to look at the wall to see if it's altered a little bit.
Yeah. Right. If it's been, scrunched in a little bit.
Yeah. Even when I take a picture with, like, me and my daughter.
Right.
Let me see it.
Yeah.
No, that's not good.
I don't
good.
Like that. Yeah, okay.
What do you mean you don't like it? It's just us.
It's a picture of us. No, I don't like it. Look at my hair. Look at what I'm
doing. Yeah. And then she does the whole thing.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me get
And I'm telling you, I won't tell you which daughter it is, but it's not
I
Nicole.
I know which one it is. Yes. Let me get my lips stuffed. Yeah. Hold on.
Stressed out mom took a picture after her kids found the toilet paper she had bought during everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And ruined it. By throwing it in the bathtub.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
Filled with water.
Oh.
All the toilet paper in the house.
It has to be little tiny ones. Oh, no.
But they started.
This will be fun.
And they laughed. Oh, they laughed. They thought it was so funny.
Oh, that's too cute. I got to tell you, I'm surprised. I just went in the bathroom. We have toilet paper. Nobody's, taking it out of here. So I'm glad about that. Right. But you have to have certain, holders, I think, to put those things in.
Yeah.
So
did you see the hack that people are doing now to steal toilet paper? They get the drill.
Oh, geez.
And
they
tape it to them and then they just press the thing and it sucks it all
see,
up.
I,
and they create a new rule.
Why are you saying that?
Because he's done it.
I know. Yeah. Does it work? Yes. I don't know.
Stealing's bad.
Yes. Stealing's bad. A woman from Washington posted on Reddit, boy, good thing liquor stores are still open. She had a little issue, with her soap. She was trying to wash her hands.
Yeah.
She said, just realized my soap wasn't working because it's literally a block of cheese.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I put it out a couple days ago, and I thought, well, why isn't this foam? And I realized it was a dried out square of Tillamook sharp cheddar cheese. I think I left it out when I was intoxicated and just forgot. Oh.
I wish I had Dr. Phil's response when he heard about this.
Right. Oh, my God. Why are you drinking that much and then picking up soap?
Here's
anyhow.
The problem.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. And a guy, listen, I guess flashing, good old-fashioned flashers.
Yes.
That's kind of out now, I guess. Oh. A guy kind of upped his game a little bit a little while back. His name's Steve, went outside in Lancashire, England, and he, woo, here I am. But he also balanced a pie on his head while he
did. Wow. Well, there's something to be said for that.
Wow. A lot of people just kind of watched for a little bit, and then others called the cops. And the cops showed up and pulled his pants back up and didn't lose the pie. The pie stayed up there. Not
really?
Not kidding.
Even after
didn't
all that?
Fall. Didn't even fall. Yeah, he was found guilty of exposure with intent to cause alarm or distress, and he was sentenced to a curfew. So, now listen, you're going to have to do that between the hours of just noon and 3, all right there, Stevie? All right, you can pull your pants down earlier, but not later, all right there? What kind of pie is that? What you got there? Is that a razzleberry? Is that what that is? Oh, my gosh, it's Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Oh, we try to end the show each day with some good news to get your day started. We definitely need it right now. Well, a woman in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, she decided to help her community during this time. Things are tough for everyone right now. She used to have, you've seen the little tiny libraries in some cities. They have them in Reno. People have put them in their front yard and you can trade out books.
Yeah.
And, you know, decent size. But she thought, you know what? I got to do something else for now. So she's using a, it's a little pantry that she's doing. Canned goods, non-perishables, things like that that people can pick up. They can also put in, if you want to come by and put in for people. She said a lot of kids are, you know, they're not in school. They depend on school for meals. A lot of parents are going to be struggling a bit. So she created her own version of the little free pantry. And she posted it on Facebook, hoping that other people will follow suit. So how cool is that? It's a really small, easy way to help out if you can do it. Wow.
That's a great story.
It's just a fantastic idea.
And you know what? My mom. My mom was born in Johnstown.
Oh, really?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. It's amazing to me how many people were from. My grandmother was from Greensburg, but I mean a lot of Pennsylvania people. Johnstown, huh?
Nice people there.
Wow, and that's very cool.
Well, if you have a feel good story, we want to hear about it. And you can submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Or, better yet, you know what? The phone lines are always open. 702-739-9636. If you know of a superhero locally doing some good, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and give us your version of that story.
Yes. Yes,
right.
I would like that.
Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. Sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life. ShelterInsurance.com. Recapping the show, well, Bono has a new song out.
Yeah.
He just kind of sat down and made it up,
so
I think.
I'm just going to do this. Why not? Yeah. Why not? I know. Mike loves it.
We'll put that on. You know what? We can put that on our Facebook page and you'll be the judge. We meditated this morning, which was kind of nice. That felt good, didn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
we might do that tomorrow,
great.
Too, every
we should
once
do
in a
that.
While.
We should do that each hour. We really should.
Okay, well.
It just is, man. I do. I love that.
Maybe about 15, 20 seconds or so.
Yes.
What can we do to make that better?
A bass. More bass.
More bass.
More bass.
More bass.
And cocktails.
Yeah.
And Kazookioki Wednesday. A little out of hand, but
well,
we got through it. So
we made it.
We did.
Collectively, we're, I don't know, 170 years old, and we can't do a round.
Right.
Jeez.
It's a little difficult. But listen, thank you for putting up with us. We're going to be back here for you tomorrow. Wendy Rush up next. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.